Nick Frost's controversial collision with Henry Bell in the Super Rugby Pacific clash has sparked heated debate among fans and analysts alike. This incident could redefine how head-on-head contact is interpreted in rugby moving forward. During the match, Frost, a Wallabies lock, was accused of deliberately headbutting Bell, who was attempting a tackle. Video replays revealed that Frost leaned forward into Bell, resulting in direct head contact. Initially missed by officials, TMO Richard Kelly alerted referee Ben O'Keefe, who reviewed the footage and deemed that Bell's actions warranted a yellow card. O'Keefe explained, "He is upright, he does need to be lower. It's head-on-head, we have a degree of danger." The foul play review officer supported the yellow card decision for Bell, yet many believe Frost should have faced punishment instead. Fans expressed outrage, with comments labeling the incident as insane and calling for a harsher penalty against Frost. However, experts like Bryn Hall argue that Bell's failure to lower his body height in the tackle was the key issue. After consulting multiple officials and reviewing the laws, a consensus emerged: Bell was rightfully punished, highlighting the importance of safe tackling practices under Law 9.